You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website, or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
This is the Servants' Word Lenten Meditation for Wednesday, the 13th of March, focusing on Exodus chapter 11. Before that, Exodus 10, 21 to 29 is about the plague of darkness, the ninth plague. After nine plagues are inflicted on the Egyptians, this finally gets to Pharaoh and he relents. In verse 24, Pharaoh calls Moses and says, "Go serve the Lord. Your children also may go with you. Only let your flocks and herds remain in Egypt." Moses says, "No, all the flocks and the herds, everything must come. Everything must go also." Pharaoh's heart hardens again, and he does not let the people go. Verse 28, Pharaoh says, "Get away from me. You will never see my face again. The day you see my face, you will die." And Moses replies, "As you say, I will not see your face again." Chapter 11 is about the final plague, the death of the firstborn. In verse 1, the Lord says to Moses, "Yet one more plague I will bring upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards, he will let you go. He will drive you away completely." Then Moses instructs the Israelites to ask the Egyptians for the jewelry of silver and gold. And the Lord gave favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and they despoiled the Egyptians. They took all their silver and gold that was offered to them. The passage later says, "Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt and among Pharaoh his servants. They were impressed. They were afraid by the signs and wonders. They were in terror of the plagues that came through Moses, and the Egyptians wanted the Israelites to leave. But Pharaoh's heart was still hardened. So God brings the final plague, the final judgment on Egypt. Thus says the Lord, in verse 4, "At midnight, I will go forth in the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land will die." Later in verse 7, "But against any of the people of Israel, either man or beast, not a dog shall growl, that you may know that God makes a distinction between the Egyptians and the Israelites." God chose the people of Israel to be his people. In Egypt, they prospered, they grew, but also they were oppressed and in bondage of slavery. The first nine plagues caused great judgment, but the tenth plague, that of the firstborn son, will be the one that convinces Pharaoh, but even more so, it'll convince the Egyptians that Israel's God is the Lord, and his people are the Israelites. They must let them go and no longer keep them in bondage. This passage reminds me of Jesus' ministry in the New Testament. Jesus came with great signs and wonders. The people are impressed and marvel. There is fear and wonder. But the Pharisees' hearts were hardened, and they resist the Holy Spirit, and they do not receive God's word. They've seen the signs and wonders, they've seen the works, but their hearts are hardened, and they do not respond. As Christians, we are part of God's chosen people. God makes a distinction. In Christ, we receive the blessings of the covenant. But for those outside, those who refuse to come to Christ, they receive God's just punishment. Tomorrow, we'll look at chapter 12 of Exodus. There, the Lord instructs Moses and Aaron about the Passover meal, and in it, the greater meaning of the 10th plague and the full deliverance of his people comes to light.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.